When I stand before you, I can't really explain what it does to me. You watch me, sitting quietly. I'm dressed just the way you like. I know, because you're the one who picked my clothes out for me this morning and laid them out for me on the bed. My panties, my bra, my stockings, my blouse, my pencil skirt, my heels with the red soles. The entire day, wearing them for you made me feel like you owned me, possessed me. Your clothes, your choice, your girl, yours. That's all I really want to be. I'm like a doll you like to dress up and display. And now, as I feel your eyes on me, it feels even more raw, and I feel even more possessed. You dress me up. It's a simple thing, really, but it means so much. You gesture with your finger, making a small circle in the air, and you take a sip from your drink. I slowly turn for you, feeling your eyes on me. You've taught me what you like, and how you like to see me, dressed for you. I've learned to turn slowly, gracefully, letting you see me from every angle and in every way. And once I'm facing you again, you nod. It's a simple thing, really, but it means so much. I blush a bit, unbuttoning my blouse for you, revealing my white satin bra with the lace trim. As my blouse opens, I trace my fingers over the satin fabric and feel my nipples stiffen inside the cups. I give you a small smile, teasing you. I take my time undressing for you, first the blouse, and then unzipping my skirt and letting it fall to the floor. I'm in my stockings, panties, bra, and heels, and I dance for you, slowly, teasing you. You like to be teased, at least a little bit, and I like doing it for you. It's a simple thing, really, but it means so much. I reach behind my back and unhook my bra and let the strap slide off my shoulders. The cups stay in place, pressed against my chest. I cross the floor and lower myself onto your lap, pressing my panty-covered pussy into your crotch. Oh, I can feel you responding, stiffening beneath me. I want you inside me, but I know it's not time for that yet. I let my bra fall away and reach out to run my hand through your hair before grabbing hold of your head and pressing your face into my breasts, and slowly pressing them back and forth, laughing softly as they smother you a bit. I feel you getting harder and pressing against me. Oh, there are only two layers of fabric between us, separating us. I press and grind into you, feeling my hunger for you grow, while you grow. Sitting on your lap and teasing you. Oh, it's a simple thing, really, but it means so much. And now your hands reach up and grab my throat. Gentle at first, growing a bit more intense as I continue to grind against you. I raise my chin, offering you more, and you take it. Your hand takes mine and twists it behind my back, harshly, unexpectedly, restraining me. I gasp in surprise, and your other hand tightens around my throat. I swallow hard, back arched, arm pinned to my back now. Your hands hold me, dominate me, control me. Oh, it's a simple thing, really, but it means so much. You lift me off your lap. You stand me up and turn me around. And before I can even process what's happening, my other arm is pulled back, wrists crossed, a rope wrapped around them, cinched, and then knotted. And now the rope is wrapped around my chest and over my arms, tying me tight. Oh, I moan a bit and tug at my wrists, feeling all my freedom slip away. You run your finger over my chest, where the rope meets my skin, and you kiss my neck, and you bite my earlobes, and I feel you inhale my scent as you press your nose to my neck. Your fingers slip under the waistband of my panties. Oh, and you yank them down. Not off, but just down to my knees. And I press my thighs together. I suddenly feel a little shy. I feel the blush rise. And you walk around me, slowly circling me. And I feel like prey. I can't look at you. I bow my head and look at the floor. My heart is racing. I can feel my hands sweating a little bit. My stomach is tied in knots. My pussy, it's dripping. It's only been a minute, but I already miss your touch. One rope wrapped around me. It's a simple thing, really, but it means so much. Then your hand slides up to the back of my neck, and you grab a handful of my hair, gathering it up tight in your grasp, and you press, and you bend me over. And you march me off to the bedroom. You toss me on the bed effortlessly, and I land face first into a pile of soft pillows. I try to right myself, but your hand is in my back, holding me down. I squirm helplessly. I hear you unbuckle your belt and unzip your pants. Oh, and you lower them, not even bothering to take them off. I know that. And your hand presses harder into my back, mashing my face into the pillows. And the other reaches under me, fingers open and spread across my belly, lifting my ass up in the air. Oh, I feel your cock now. The tip pressing into me, but not where I expect. Your hand moves from my back for just a moment, and I hear something snap open, the cap of a bottle. I try to look, but my head is pressed down and I can't see anything. And then I hear the sounds. What sounds? The sounds of you stroking. And then I feel the cool sensation of something dripping on me, just at the top of my ass crack and slowly trickling down. Your finger presses against me there. Oh God, not there. Oh, and then your slippery finger slides into my ass, and I start to plead with you. Oh, please. I tense, and my asshole wraps around it, squeezing it. I feel violated and open, and so exposed to you. Oh, your cock seems impossibly large now. The tip slipping back and forth over my asshole. And you start to press. And I feel myself opening for you. Slowly. Oh, as you slide inside me, I feel myself stretching. Aching. You're inside me. Slowly pressing deeper and deeper. I try to squirm, but your hand returns to my back, holding me down. And your other hand pulls me up higher and presses me into you, and you deeper into me. And slowly, you slide in and out, and the pace quickens, and I start to feel myself loosen a bit. You're saying things to me, but it's all a jumble. Your cock in my ass, your words. You fuck me harder and harder. Oh, until I feel you explode. And as you do, I tighten and grab your cock with my insides, not wanting you to ever pull out, ever. It feels so good inside me, stretching me and filling me. You complete me. Oh, and when you're done, your hands release me and you push me over onto my side. Panties still around my knees. Stockings a mess. Oh, hands and arms still bound. My heels long gone. Lost somewhere in my squirming and my thrashing underneath you. Your cum is now leaking from me a bit. I'm still tied. And I can't do anything to stop it. Or to clean it up. I watch you wipe your cock with a towel, cleaning yourself. I want you to clean me too, but you don't. And just as before, you watch me. I'm embarrassed, ashamed, aroused. Used, broken, and happy. My pussy is wet, unfilled. Some of your words come back to me. And this is what happens to girls who like to tease. As I lay there helpless, you lean down and whisper in my ear. The only word I'm aching to hear. mine. It's a simple thing, really, but it means so much.